Blog Talk Radio.
Great. And you have Mona and Sebastian online.
Well, hello, Mona and Sebastian.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing just great here. Having a cup of tea, just waiting to talk to the both of you. You guys have a very exciting new TV series on PBS, The Great Muslim American Road Trip. And we got to get into that. But before we get into that, I just want to say that you two are one of the most refreshing and inspiring celebrity couples on the scene today. I really enjoy your work.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Well, okay, let's talk about The Great Muslim American Road Trip. I understand that you and your lovely wife are traveling throughout America coast to coast with this very specific mission. So tell us about that mission.
Well, to be honest, our initial intention was really to spend some time together after almost a year and a half of pandemic, being at home with our kids and remote learning. Our initial idea was to have a second honeymoon, really, after almost 10 years of marriage and spend some time together. What blossomed out of that was something, frankly, much more interesting, much more illuminating, as we met people along the way and got to engage with communities in beautiful places between Chicago and the Santa Monica Pier in Los Angeles.
That must have been exciting. I love road trips. I just absolutely love them. Without giving away too much, of course, but we want everybody to tune in. Again, it's a new PBS series. So were you traveling by van, RV, SUV, or what type of vehicle?
We were in one of those small SUVs, and, you know, there were moments where definitely we wished we had a little more space. We started to get on each other's nerves a little bit, but we made it out stronger and more connected and closer. So I think actually that, you know, limited amount of space forced us to talk, and people will see in the show that, you know, we're just a couple, and we have real couple things going on. And, you know, it was one of those, like, well, you kind of get what you see, and it's both good and it's complicated, so.
Well, I understand that along the way that the two of you, it was also a learning experience for both of you as far as learning more about the deep roots of Islam here in America. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. That really was the unexpected gift that we got. We thought we knew something about ourselves, and we also thought we knew something about our country and the history. And what turned out is we knew much less. And we got to sit at the feet of scholars and historians, physicians, restaurant owners, actors, and really learn about the history of our country through this lens of Islam. And in fact, one of our most impactful stops was in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got to spend a day at a place called the Muslim Village, literally in the shadows of the Las Vegas Strip, was this vibrant community, feeding people organic fruits and vegetables for free, welcoming men home from incarceration, housing people, job training. That was just one of many stops. And that was, you know, faith being practiced today, and our learning went all the way back to the year 1500 when we learned about the first Muslim to come to this country, and then we learned everything in between.
Well, that is a plus to know for us, because our show, as I'm sure you guys know from your PR people, that our show is based here in Las Vegas, and so that's wonderful news. Because some people come to Vegas and they just think it's all about the fun and the gambling, which it is. But outside of the Strip, there is just a vibrant, very giving city. So we really thank you guys for bringing that into your TV show. So having said,
yeah, I mean honestly, Vegas was probably the single most incredible community we visited, just as far as, you know, the welcoming nature of that community, their service to their community, and how inspired we walked away from the Muslim Village in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's wonderful. Excellent to hear. Well, as people who have been following your career know, you guys are very talented musicians. You had a big hit song from your album from back in 2015, Wrap My Hijab. Will you have music, your own music, as a part of this TV series?
Yeah, so that was actually a nice surprise. We expected it to be more of a historical sort of documentary documenting this, you know, Route 66, the Mother Road. And as we went along, we realized, well, the music kind of fits in with everything, because as we're driving along the road, these topics are coming up that relate specifically to the things that I talk about in my music, like peace, love, and harmony, liberation, and working towards a better world. So it was nice to be able to get that stuff in there and feel connected in more than one way.
That's good to hear. So I know you've been busy with the television series, so will there be any upcoming new music anytime this year from you guys?
Stay tuned. We're both working on projects now, and don't want to give anything away, but hopefully you'll see some stuff soon.
Okay. We'll look forward to that, because it was, you know, your music that really helped to inspire, I should say, the television series there. So to wrap it up, because they're giving me the wrap it up signal, but to wrap everything up with the great Muslim American road trip, are there any particular states or cities or where maybe events that you would like to revisit once dust has settled and you have some more time?
Yeah, we ate at a restaurant in St. Louis called the Gerbic Restaurant, and I dream about that meal we had there. So I'd love to go back, even if just for a meal, at the Gerbic Restaurant in St. Louis. And, of course, I'd love to redo the whole road trip just to be able to spend a little bit more time with the incredible people that we met along the way. And some of those folks, you know, I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Well, that's one good thing about road trips. The memories are forever. Maybe there'll be a second season or a follow-up part two. We'll stay tuned to find out. But in the meantime, does the series have its own website or social media pages?
Yeah, it does. And people should check their local listings for when the show is airing. But yeah, you can follow me at The Most Mona on Instagram.
UPF, Unity Productions, was the one that put the whole thing together, and there's a lot of information on their website as well, UPF, Unity Productions Foundation, and they were just an awesome organization that really put the whole thing into motion.
That's wonderful. Well, I thank both of you for chatting with me, and I thank you for this wonderful series. As I said, anything involving travel and see the world, see the country, you got me already. So thank you guys so much for your music, as well as this new series, The Great Muslim American Road Trip on PBS. So have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.